You're holding Daf Hey Yomer Aleph. So again, we're in the middle of the Shaila. How do you know Esa Doicha Loisa Say? So Mora says Teinach Latona Deveri Rabbi Yishmuel. So far, you came out good that you can make a smuchim of Loisil Beshatnes and Gedilim Tatsalacha to teach us that Esa Doicha Loisa Say. So that comes out good according to Latona Deveri Rabbi Yishmuel, like Rashi says. The isolate Samar Pishtim. The Konotonavari of Yishmael, whenever the Torah says the word Begid we had before, it automatically means Tsemer and Pishtim. So then the question was, why did the Pasuk have to speak it out? Especially Leisilbosh says Leisilbosh Shatnez Gridum Taslacho. Leilbosh Begid Sem. The Pasuk says Leisilbosh Shatnez Tsemer Pishtim Yachtav. It says, don't wear shatnei semer pishtim. Then it says, gedilim tatzlecho. So according to the Tanna Devar of Yishmael, it's very good that it's extra. Because he holds when the words, when it says begid, begid by itself always means semer pishtim. So why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say here, loisul ba shatnei semer pishtim? It says someplace else about climb, it means a begid. So why does it say again, semer pishtim? It's extra two words to make smuchim, we say, esadech loisafei. So according to the Torah, the Rabbi Shmuel is very good. But l'rabbonin minolhu, according to the Rabbonin though, their shita is, you don't make this klal, wherever the Torah says begad, it automatically means only tzemer pishtim. No, begad can mean anything. So therefore it's good what the Torah had to say here, that loisil b'shatneis tzemer pishtim. The Torah had explained clearly, only wool and linen is also together. So according to the Rabbonin, there's no extra words here. So minole, how do they know to say esa dechloisa say? So Tosafot speaks out. Really, the Gemara could have said that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Like so far, we're only asking according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds usually in the Torah you don't make smuchim. Only in Mishneh Torah and Devarim you make smuchim. And one shat was Devarim is not really different. It's just that it's mufna. There's an extra word. So if something is extra in the Torah, then Rabbi Yehuda dash and smuchim. But that's only Rabbi Yehuda shita. Other rabbanim argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say no, you make smuchim even though something is not extra. So Taisa says the Gemara could have said the rabbanim goes according to those shitas that argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and hold you would dash and smuchim even though there's no extra words. So the rabbanim could all push it. It says leisul b'shatnes and negdilim tasaloch. There's a smichas together. But the Gemara wants to say the Rav Chaim Milsa. Even if you want to say the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that like this, we do not say smuchim. Only if there are extra words. So the question is, according to the Rabbanan, there's no extra words. So Gemara says, Nafkalu Miroshi. I tell you, there's another place in the Torah where you can see this klal that an essay is Deicholos to say. For an Indian of Roshi. The Tanya will not like this. Roshi ma tamad loyma. What does the Pasuk have to say by a Metzora, after you become, when you want to become Tor, you have to shave off all your hair? So it says Roshay. So Rashi says, B'Metzora Ksiv, Yegalech Es Kol Sarai. First the Pasuk says the Metzora, when he wants to become Tor, he has to take a haircut and shave off all his hair from his whole body. So if it just would have said Kol Sarai, all his hair, I would know it means the hair on your head also. So, normally the cost of Roshoi. The Pasuk says, Yigalach as kol sa'aroi, Roshoi uzakonai, it says. It says the hair and the beard also. So the question is, both are really extra. But so far we're going on the word Roshoi. Why does the Torah have to say again, you have to shave off the hair of your head? Pshita. It said already, Yigalach as kol sa'aroi, cut off all your hair. So why does it say an extra word Roshoi? So Mara says, Lefishinema, because it says someplace else in Vayikra Yud Tes, there's a law that says, Loisakifu es pas rasheichem, that you're not allowed to shave off your face. The sides of your head you can't shave off. So I would have thought, Shemeyani as mitzarekein, there's a law of Loisakifu es pas rasheichem, means don't shave off your payas. So I would think even a mitzarek also has that law. Even if you're a mitzarek, and now there's a mitzvah to shave off all your hair, I would think, what does it mean, shave off all your hair? Excluding your payas. Your payas, you still have to leave. Therefore, Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no, Roshoi. It says an extra word by a Mitzvah, you have to shave off all your hair. And then it says again, your hair, the hair of your head. What does it say extra, the hair of your head? To teach us, even your payas, also you have to shave off. And why? Because you say, Esfer, Doichalaita say. There's a Mitzvah, Esfer, for the Mitzvah to shave off his hair. even though there's a lav not to cut off your payas, but essay derech loisasei. So in this pasuk of Roshay, you see this klal essay is derech loisasei. Now the Gemara says, because sober haitana, if you want to learn out from here essay derech loisasei, you also have to hold this klal that hakofas kol harosh, or kol harosh shemo hakofa. That the lav of not cutting off your payas includes even when you shave off all the hair of your head. Now there's one mandioma that says no. That says really the lav of hakofa. Hakofa means like this. You're not supposed to like take a hat around your head and shave off, make your head round. Like that's what some learn. That the issur is if you leave the hair on top of your head and you only shave off your payas. Like you want to make it straight across here, that's the lav. To go straight across here, shave all this off, that's the lav. But in the case that you go straight across everything, one man yama says there's no lav. It is not called, the Lashon is leisakifu pas v'sheichem. Don't go around the pas. Pashu means just don't go take a haircut like this, and just leave the top. So if you learn like that, here by a mitzvah that you have to shave off all this hair, even on top, there wouldn't be a lav at all. So we're going now, according to the man yama, the lav is even if you want to shave off all your hair. Still, a normal person has a lav. You could do that, but you have to leave your payas. You're not allowed to shave off your payas. Here, by a mitzvah, the Torah is teaching us you have to shave off your payas, even though usually that's a lav. But here, since there's a mitzvah essay of shaving off your hair, we see the klal essa deicholos essay. So that's how the rabbanon learn out kol haTorah kula. You would say essay is deicholos essay. Now the Gemara says, ikal mifrach. Now I can ask you a question on this. Ma lelav de hakofa. You know about, you know something about this lav of hakofa of not shaving off your payas. Shekein lav shein neshava bakil. I tell you, this lav is not such a strong lav. It does not apply to everybody. A lady in Isha does not have this lav. A lav of payas doesn't apply to Isha. We'll soon see why. I'm not here, but the Gemara in Sota talks about it, that it says a hekish of payas and a beard. So Mar says, whoever's in the lav of not shaving off your beard, is of not taking a razor, going over your beard, is bechlav the lav, not cutting off your payas. And since an isha is not bechlav the aveira of cutting off a beard, huadin, there's no lav by an isha to cut off a payas. Why is there no lav to cut off your beard? So Gemara says, the boy is saying, because lamaisa, they don't have a beard. And since an isha doesn't have a beard, so it doesn't pass the lav not to shave, not to cut off your beard. So therefore, the lav of not to cut off your payas also does not apply to an isha. So therefore, it only applies to a man. So I tell you, this lav of not cutting off your payas is called a lav shein neshava bakirl. It's not shav, it's not equal to everybody. So that's not called such a good lav. So maybe only such a lav that's not so strong, the Torah says, essay could be deicherit. If a mitzvah that has the mitzvah essay to shave off his payas, I tell you, he's allowed to. But maybe other mitzvahs, where the lav, let's say like shatnis, maybe the lav of shatness is a strong lav. Maybe there you would not say yes of say. So again, how does the Rabbanu know? All over we say the klal of esay decholos say. Rashi says, "Shein shava bakil dinoshim einam b'lav dakofa." Anisha does not have the lav of cutting off a payas. Perakama de gedushin teyama b'lav dachos isha mashenkem bayos bayivamia shekishem shemuzer olea kachimus eros alav. The same way you're not allowed to live with your sister-in-law, she's not allowed to live with you either. You can't marry your sister-in-law and she can't marry you. The pasuk says, Hanafoshes oisois, Shneim b'mashma, that they're both over the Aveira. In other words, if you live with your sister-in-law, she has the chi of Misa and you have the chi of Misa. So Mela, like we're going back to original Kasha, why do I need a pasuk? You can't be Miyabma. So we want to say you need a pasuk, because without the pasuk, I would say the mitzvah essay of Yibum could be Deicha this lav of marrying your sister-in-law. But the question is, you can't learn it out from Hakofa. By Hakofa, the reason why this lav you're allowed to do, because it's a lav that doesn't apply to an Isha, only to a man. But maybe a lav that applies even to Noshim, there would not be a din of Esa Decholoi Sasei. So Mura says, Elo Asya Mizakonai. I tell you, the Rabbanan learned it out from another extra word. In the same minyan by Mitzvah again, after the Torah says the Mitzvah has the Mitzvah Sasei to shave off all the hair of his body, the Pasuk says, Es Roishoi V'yesakonai. You also have to shave off your hair of your head and the beard also. So that's extra. The Tanya will learn like this. Zekonai Matam Leimer. Why does the pasuk have to say a second time like you have to shave off your beard? It said already, es kol sha'asaroi, you have to shave off all your hair. So I know it means the beard also. So what does it say the words the Kornoi for? So Mora says like this, because it says someplace else, Upas the Kornam Layik Alechum. You're not allowed to shave off your beard. Upas the Kornam means the beard, Upas means the corners. Like we know, there are five places on the beard. There are five lavim. If you use a razor and use to shave off your beard, you're over five lavim. There are five corners. There's one over here, one at the bottom of the cheek, one all the way down in the middle, and again, one again over here at the end of the bone here, and one right where the payas end. So there are five paths, five corners to use a condom. So the Torah says, the pass the condom like galechum. And now let us shave off your beard. Even though here it says Lashon of Galechu, but another place it says Lashon of Tar, it says a razor. So Vidashin, it's only an Issa using a razor, or else something that shaves it off as close as a razor does. But forget, it says a razor, and it says the word Yigalechu. So Vidashin, it has to be something that cuts. It needs two things. It has to be something that cuts. There's no Issa pulling it out, and who, because it says Lashon Yigalechu, you have to cut. But cutting alone, I would think even if scissors is also asar. Kamash v'lo, no, it says tar, it has to be so close, like a razor. In other words, it has to close, you have to cut it very close, that's the issa. Using a razor. The question is, what's the heter of a shaver? What's the heter to use a shaver? The chura shaver is cutting, and it's going very, very close. So there are two ways to learn. The chorein and the amata shaving with a shaver give two heterim. One they say is a shaver doesn't go that close. It's not daima to a tar, to a razor. Razor goes closer. That's a shver teretz, because lemaisa shavers go pretty close, come out just as good as a razor does. But Moshe is supposed to say the heter is, that the yisur is, it says yigalechu, it has to be a cutting. He holds using a machine is not called cutting. It's like mushing the hair. Whereas the blades itself don't really cut the hair, it mushes the hair. That's not called cutting. Does it have to be a razor? Razor cuts. My shank in a machine is not called cutting, it's called it just mushes the hair, rubs the hair, it comes to part, that's not called yigalechu. So I call upon him the love of upas the kodim yigalechu. Now let us shave off your beard. So shemeyani, I would think, af kain mitzvah kain, maybe even a kain that's a mitzvah. This love it says by a kain. So maybe even when a kain becomes a mitzvah, still there should be a love that he's not allowed to shave off his beard. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says by regular Mitzvah, no, as the Konoi. It says an extra word, to Konoi, your beard, to teach us, even though usually there's a law in cutting off your beard with a razor, here, by a Mitzvah, you're allowed to. So why? Because you say, Esa Doichaloi Sasei. Now again, though, from this law, again, you can't learn out all over. Because again, this law does not apply, it's not Shavu Bakil. The law of shaving off your beard, again, does not apply to an Isha. Just like the payas don't apply to an Isha, for sure the law of cutting off your beard doesn't apply to an Isha. So the Chur again is the same question. You can't learn out from here, Esa Deicholos, to say other places. Maybe it's only by this law of shaving off your beard that's not such a strict law because it doesn't apply to everybody. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you. Now really, to teach us that Esa Deicholos applies to a lav that's not Shavu Bakil, really I know it already. I know it from the word Roshoi. That we said already. He said a Mitzvah, he's allowed to shave off his payas. Everybody else has a lav not to shave off his payas. The Torah says, you say, Esa Deichel Oisasei. So true, it's a Oisasei Shein Shavu Bakil. But now when you have a Mitzvah that wants to shave off his beard, I would know from Roshoi that he's allowed to shave off his beard also. It's the same thing. There's a Mitzvah Esay shaving it off. Even though there's a law not to shave off your beard, but I would know you say Esa Deicholos Sasei. So why did the Torah say a second time Zekonam? So that's the klal, Em Eino Inyan Lekan. If you don't need it for the purpose where it says it, to no Inyan, put it by another place. Lelav HaShava Bakil. Let's put it to teach us that even against the regular law, that Shava Bakil, a marshal like Klayim, that's a law that applies to everybody. An Isha is not allowed to wear Klayim, and a man can't wear Klayim. So even such a law that's a law, a Shava Bakil, still I would say the Klal of Esa Deicholos Sasei. So those so far is good. You now the Rabbanan know all over we say Esa Deicholos Sasei, because the Torah says two extra words by a Mitzvah. Once it says Roshoi, and second it says a Konoi. So from the word Roshi alone, I know Esa Deicholos Sasei by this type of a law, Shen Shava Bakil. Why does it say a second time Zekonoi? To teach us not only by a law, Shava Bakil, but even by other places also, that's the Midah Yidash Netairah. And may the Winyan Lakan, if you don't need it for this Pasha of a law, Shava Bakil, you could use it to teach us other laws. Any other lav also, we say the klal, esadech loisasei. So we're okay, we know how you say, esadech loisasei. The Gemara says, no, v'yakati yitzruch, still I need it, still not good yet. V'yakati yitzruch, I need these two psukim of roishoy and sekonoi, and I can't learn out for other places. Because Salgadadachaminach, I would have thought like this. Shani kahani, this ladder it says, loisakifu es pas, it says by Kahanim that a Kohen is not allowed to shave off his beard. So I would have thought, Hoyu Bereba ben Akosiv Mitzvos Yiseiros, since the Torah gave a lot of special mitzvos to Kahanim, there are a lot of special mitzvos. They're not allowed to be metamo, they can't touch a mace. A regular Yisrael could touch mason. Kahanim are not allowed to touch mason. The Torah gave special mitzvos to Kahanim. So I would have thought, maybe by a kohen, even though it's a lav shen neshava bakul, maybe by him I don't say esadech loisa say. True, by a regular mitzvah, even though he has to shave off his payas, he's allowed to, because that lav of shaving off the payas is a lav shen neshava bakul. So a regular mitzvah is allowed to do it. But maybe if the mitzvah is a kohen, since a kohen has special mitzvahs, maybe by a kohen you would not say esadech loisa say. Kamashma, that's why I need a second posik of Zekonoi to teach us that even by a kohen I say esadech loisa say. Kamashma l'andadochi. So Mela, I need both psukim now. One to teach me that a regular Yisrael you say esadech loisa say by a lav shen shavu bakil. And the second pasuk Sekonoi, even by a kohen also, we say esadech loisa say. But again, when? Only if the lav is not so strong, a lav that does not apply to everybody. But maybe a lav that's so strong that applies to everybody, maybe you don't say esadech loisa say. So we're again stuck, how do the Rabbanu know the klal, esadech loisa say all over? So more says, Ela asiyah me roishay the hachtana. Learn out roishay the way this Tana learns out. The Tanya will learn like this. Again, Roshay Matam Loima. Why does the Pasuk have to say the word Roshay? Again, Roshay again by Mitzvah. The same Pasuk before, it says that the Mitzvah has to shave off all his hair. And then it says again, the hair of his head. What does it say? For Matam Loima. Lefi Shenema. Because we have a Pasuk about Midbar that says, Tar Lo Yavar La Roshay.
That's talking about a Nazir, that a Nazir is not allowed to shave off his hair. So Shemeyani Af Mitzvah V'Nozakein, even if the Nozir is a Mitzvah, still he's not allowed to shave off his hair. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says, Roshay, know that if you're a Mitzvah and there's a Mitzvah Seser to shave off your hair, you're allowed to shave off your hair even though you're a Nozir. And Rashi asked the question, L'chura, how can you learn it out from Nozir? A Nozir is also a lav shein in a shava bakul. It only applies to a Nozir, not to other people. So Rashi says again that in main winyan lav shein shava bakul to a nafkulam is a konoi. We know it already from the words a konoi. The idach tana from the other tana. Therefore, to know inyan lav hashava bakul. Let's say this pasuk is teaching us even a lav hashava bakul. You do say eser deichaloi sasei. So on this, the Gemara answers and says, no, Ikal Amifruch, we could ask the question, Ma le Nozir Mitzorah Sheken Yeshna B'Shaila, that Lachrid no ben Naziris, even if you makabla upon yourself to be a Nozir, in the middle you could go to a Chochem, and a Chochem will be Mata your Neder that you know more Nozir. Nozir Naziris is only through a Neder. So there's a Kula involved here that Naziris doesn't always have to be, you could be Ikarit, you could be Mata Neder. Therefore, that's why Essay is doicha this lav, but maybe other lavs not. And the Gemara proves this svara. Diloy teimihochi, if you're not going to say like this, that nozir there's something special about it, that it's a lav, shein that yeshnem b'shaylo, ho dekain malon that we hold all over. The klal is diain essay doicha loisasei v'yesem, that usually the klal is an essay is not doicha a lav. If that lav has an essay with it, the klal is just essay is doicha loisasei. Like the essay of tzitzis is doicha the lav of klayim. It's only a lav with nothing else. But let's say the mush like a lav of yomtiv. You're not allowed to do malacha on yomtiv. Yomtiv is only a lav, but there's also an essay involved of shvisas yomtiv. You have to rest on yomtiv. So if there be a question, you want to do a mitzvah on yomtiv that would cause you to be doicha yomtiv, you would not be allowed to. Because we do not hold essay could be deicha loisa say that has an essay to it. Now, the question is, Ligmar mi Nazir? How come we don't learn out from Nazir to say yes? An essay could be Deicher Lois essay with an essay. Because Nazir has two things, like the bottom Rashi says. Nase has an essay and a lav to it also. Before that, Rashi says, Igatar lo yavra roisha, that's the lav, and Kodesh yi agod operam, yes, a mitzvah essay to let us here grow long. Elo, what's the answer? Mi Nazir my time aloy germinen, how come we don't learn out from Nazir? The ikalamifrach shken yeshman b'shaila. Like we're saying, you can't learn out from Nazir, because even though by Nazir, true, the mitzvah essay of Mitzorah, to shave off your hair, is doicha, the lav that a Nazir is not allowed to shave off his hair, and even though there's an essay involved also, a Nazir has a mitzvah essay to let his hair grow long, still, here we do say, why? Because the lav and the essay of Nazir is not such a strong lavi essay. It's a lav and an essay that yeshnum b'shayla means you could uproot it. Like Rashi says, Lisho lechochem v'yartaloi. Go to a Talmud Chochem, and he'll be mata the nether, mata the Naziris. Hilgach therefore also yesse v'dochilei. So Gemara says, if so, hochinami, in our case also, ikolamifroch shken yeshna b'shayla. You could also ask the question that you cannot learn out from the Nazir, the klal all over that esse is lecholaisasei. I'll tell you, it's only doicha this lav that's yeshna b'shayla. But other lavs that doesn't have this kula of shayla, maybe there's no such klal of essay doichalois asay.
Be Nazir my time aloy gamrinan. How come you did not learn this sounds from Nazir? Again, the pasuk is saying now, if a Nazir becomes a mitzvah, so now there's a mitzvah essay for him to shave off all his hair. So even though he's a Nazir, that there's a lav not to shave off his hair, but there is a Nazir, and a mitzvah essay not to do it, still we say the essay of mitzvah is doicharit. So now, I, Lechura, Nazir, as an essay, and usually you don't say that. So, my time aloy gamrinan, the yikol amifrach, shaken yeshnam b'shayla. The teretz is, the lav and the essay of Nazir is very kal, it's very easy. Because the whole Indian of Nazir is not so strong, because you could be shoyal. You could, like, go to a chachan, he'll be mad to the whole Naziris. So if so, you see that's why, even though by Nazir you do say essay is doicher, it's lav and it's lois essay, every other lav of essay, it's not doicher. So you see, you're killing out from Nazir. The Gemara says, Hochinami, ikal mifrash ken yeshnum b'shayla. The same thing here also. That by a mitzvah we say there's a mitzvah essay for him to shave off his hair, even though he's a Nazir. From this klal, you can't learn out. That's what the Chalosa say. I'll tell you, it's only the lav of Nazir, which is so kal, simple, that goes off with Shaila. Here we say, that's what the Chalosa say. But other lavim, maybe we won't say it. So we're again stuck. How do we know the klal? That's what the Chalosa say. Tomorrow says, Ella Liyala.